Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Because your financial well-being is our priority, our dedicated business teams are here to help.
The eagerly awaited jobs stimulus plan, due to be unveiled later this month, has been said to be radical and far-reaching. That's according to the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. But what needs to be contained within the package if it's to help small and medium enterprises up and down the country? John Moran, he's the interim chair of the Land Development Agency, the CEO and founder at RHH International, and he's also the chair of the National SME Recovery Plan, and he joins me now. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Bobby. Thank you for having me on.
Good to talk to you again, John. Yes. Firstly, you might tell us about your own SME initiative before we look at the upcoming stimulus. What sort of progress have you made on the basis of SME recovery since we last spoke?
Well, I would say very good progress for a number of reasons. I mean, the first thing that we actually wanted to do was to make sure that the plight of SMEs was understood, because I think in the earlier weeks and months of the crisis, I don't think really that what was happening in business, the carnage that was occurring on the streets and towns of all across the country, including I hear from your show on Grafton Street as well, was really being anticipated. So that was the first thing, and the importance of SMEs to the economy, and that message has really gotten through. The second thing we looked for was that the measures that the government had been introducing, which we said didn't work, we wanted a much larger response, and we wanted a response done as a bailout or a sort of, you know, grant aid for SMEs. And I think that message is getting through as well as to the importance of that, and we can talk about it a bit later. And the third thing we wanted was a focus on measures to stimulate demand in the economy and get businesses that are going to have a couple of rough months or maybe even a couple of years, depending on how quickly the vaccine comes along, to help them to survive through those as well. And I think what we're hearing is that those messages have gotten through. Now it's a case of whether or not the responses are sufficient in scale.
So when Leo Varadkar says radical and far-reaching, what do you interpret that as meaning?
Well, I certainly hope he's right. I suppose to step back just a little bit, because I think this is often forgotten. I mean, it's really good that people are talking about this as a stimulus package, because the important thing about a stimulus in the economy is it's when the government borrows money, if it has to, if it doesn't have a surplus, to pump money into the economy to help it through a big shock. And in effect, the shock doesn't disappear, but you spread that shock out over a number of years. And by doing so, you stimulate more economic growth rather than go into a total tailspin. And that's really important, that when we think about what's supposed to happen in the next couple of weeks when Leo announces this with Pascal or whoever else, it has to be a significant transfer to the economy to help it through the shock. The second thing that I suppose we're hoping is being heard is that this is not a normal recession. In a normal recession, in many ways, the pain is distributed somewhat evenly across the country. And so you do things like you reduce tax rates, you maybe increase spending or by increasing pensions or social welfare rates. People go to the shops, they buy goods. That's not what has happened here. This is a bizarre, you might say, shock, because some people have actually not lost any income. They're saving more money. Our saving rates are up to 120 billion. So that cohort of people, giving them more money doesn't help. Reducing prices for them in shops may not help either, because they're afraid of tomorrow and they want confidence. So we're saying to focus most of the ammunition that we have on business, both FDI companies, sort of larger exporting companies, and in particular, given the focus of our group, on small businesses, and help them through this crisis by compensating them for the losses that they've incurred. That puts them back on their feet. And then we actually help agile entrepreneurs to readjust their business model so that they can get through.
Okay. I don't know if you saw the PwC submission. Vincent Wall was talking to Colm O'Callaghan earlier in the week, but they had some good ideas, and I think they've made a submission. I'll just run a couple of them by you. Borrowing back tax paid was one, that a company might be allowed to borrow up to 25% of its tax paid in 2019. Allowing individuals to lend directly to SME businesses and providing tax relief If I was to lend money to a business that I, as an individual, that I would get tax relief on that. And also the third one then was to permit the carry back of trading losses for a period of 3 years. I thought they were three good ideas, John.
Yeah, I mean, and look, if I take the first one, which I suppose is the most important one, right? So borrowing back your tax is really, simply put, I think, a quick way to get money into firms. And I think that we all agree now that if the firms across the country have 9 or 10 billion of unpaid bills because of the losses they've built up, that contagion needs to stop. I mean, if I owe you money and I don't pay the money to you, your business fails as well as my one. So we need to get money quickly into the system. They've suggested borrowing back your tax rates. I mean, that's fine if companies are making money, but it doesn't help startup companies. It doesn't help a lot of the companies at the beginning of their journey, nor indeed many of the SMEs across the country who realistically provide almost a social service. I mean, they don't earn a lot of money. They don't pay an awful lot of tax, but they are very valuable to the system. So that's why we instead said, look, let firms borrow what they roughly think their bills are, base it on revenue, base it on payroll or whatever. But most importantly, get it out quickly. And if the quickest way to get it out is to allow them to get their money back from the revenue, that's fine. We don't care. But what's really important is that we can't leave the firms with that bill.
Yeah.
And if you borrow back your corporation tax from last year, that's okay if you get to keep it. But if you have to pay it back, then basically it doesn't help any more than the government schemes. And we've seen 6.5 billion of schemes from the government and about 100 million of disbursements into the economy. So it's clear that what we said at the beginning, which is if you offer debt to companies to try and get them out of this problem, they're not going to take it.
Correct.
Because they're just afraid.
And they've only, and we know that SMEs only have about 20% of them actually have debt, which is, you know, far lower, I think.
Which
than
is
people.
Great.
Yeah.
Because the last time round we went into this crisis with SMEs with 2 debt, but once burnt, they're twice shy.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's important to think of this as a stimulus, because we don't look for increases in pension back from pensioners after they've spent the money to stimulate the economy.
Yeah.
We don't look for taxes back, you know, because we gave you a tax break so that you could spend it in the local pub. So equally, when we pay businesses for losses, that remember, we actually impose these losses on these businesses because we asked them to shut for our safety, is once we pay those back, those businesses are back on their feet. But that takes away a lot of the debate we've heard is kind of, look, let's let weak firms fail and let's let the biggest ones and the strongest ones continue. That misses the point that we put the losses on these firms.
Yeah.
We need to have them get money so that they can pay bills potentially to big firms and indeed even to other firms so that they don't fail. And that's the concept of the stimulus, right? And so we know that the ECB and others are asking us to act big. I mean, I think I heard you say earlier about this new fund of 5 billion that we will give out to business because of Brexit losses. And that's coming from Europe. They understand what you've got to do. We need to do somewhat similar for COVID losses. We need to have a fund, allow the revenue or somebody to issue that money to firms to deal with their losses, and then let them move on and help them through the next couple of months.
Finally, I want to ask you, John, the UK stimulus package that was unveiled earlier in the week, 30 billion being on offer there to help business. Can we learn anything from that, or does it help shape our own stimulus plan, particularly in relation to VAT?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing we can learn from them is that we need to do something, and we need to do something big. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing I'm hoping Leo would do when he gets into the office on Monday morning is to ring his counterpart in Denmark. I mean, the Danes approach this very differently than we do. I'm hearing that there's good confidence in the businesses all over there, because what they did was they did the wage supplements that we've done, and they had a compensation scheme. And that's why when you look at the numbers, their unemployment rates are about 5 or 6%. They're not climbing like ours. And their economy is expected to drop by about 3% this year, whereas the central bank says ours is going to drop by 9%. So there is time to act. We just need to do it, as Leo said, in a radical way. But we don't need to reinvent the wheel. I mean, we have the benefit here. We're starting after the others in some respects. We may have lost a bit of time, but it's not too late yet. Ring our friends in Denmark, for example, and ask them what they've done, and ring the guys in the Treasury in the UK. But they've done two different approaches. And I think, you know, the Danish economy, I always think about their urban development. Okay. I think of their economy as a really good example we can follow because it's about the same size as us.
Okay, well, John, we'll talk to you again maybe when the stimulus is announced, just to get your take on it, because your commentary is very well appreciated as somebody who's been there and been very close to SMEs and indeed the Department of Finance. John Moran there, thanks very much for that.
Thanks a million, Bobby.